In an often fiery news conference at the Blaine House, Governor Paul LePage today blasted Democratic leaders in the legislature for opposing his proposed constitutional amendment to end the personal income tax. As Mal Erie reports, the governor says he'll veto any Democratic-sponsored bill until Mainers have a say in getting rid of the tax.
The governor started his nearly hour-long news conference sharply criticizing Democrats for tabling consideration of Bruce Williamson as a member of the Public Utilities Commission. That was just the warm-up. He went on to criticize Democratic leaders by name and collectively for not supporting his plan to abolish the personal income tax.
If the Democrats are going to disenfranchise the Maine people, then the governor of Maine is going to make sure that every bill that comes down from the House and the Senate with a Democrat sponsor will be required to have a two-thirds vote. Because I'm going to veto everyone, and I did a bunch this morning.
And LePage acknowledged that his threat amounts to playing politics.
That's my leverage. And yes, is that politics? I'm playing their game. I'm finally learning to play the game of the politician.
House Majority Leader Jeff McCabe, a Skowhegan Democrat, attended the governor's news conference. He says the governor has played politics before, holding up issuance of land for Maine's future bonds as leverage to get his way.
Back home, that that's the kind of politics that really upsets people. You know, the governor talked a little bit about the LMF bonds. He referred to the LMF bonds only being for rich people. You know, that kind of name-throwing and, you know, name-calling really isn't appropriate.
And McCabe says the governor's blanket threat to veto any bill sponsored by a Democrat that reaches his desk shows he really does not want to compromise on any issue and is willing to misuse his authority as governor to veto bills.
The governor made a threat today as part of his coming unhinged, unglued, and just being completely angry, which, you know, the footage will show the citizens back home that that's not how you operate in divided government. That's not how you get things done.
Governor LePage made it clear to reporters he is ready to go outside of the legislative process and go directly to the voters for support of his plan. He pledged to hold many more town meeting-style forums across the state to build support for his constitutional amendment, eventually abolishing the income tax.
No income tax. I will put out a personal initiative, a people's initiative, and I'm going to go after it in the next 2 years.
LePage did not spare fellow Republicans from his criticism. Several Senate Republicans have expressed opposition to LePage's plan because it expands the sales tax to more items. Here's Senate Majority Leader Garrett Mason, a Republican from Lisbon Falls, discussing the matter earlier this week.
In that blueprint, there is no expansion of the sales tax. There is a reduction in the income tax for most Maine families, actually for all Maine families. It'll be the largest tax cut in state history.
Meanwhile, the Budget Writing Appropriations Committee plans to complete its work on the state budget this weekend. The panel members point out Governor LePage has vetoed nearly every major budget bill since he was elected governor. And they say they know they will need a two-thirds vote to override the promised veto. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.